guys, this is Jenny. 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 我们今天要说一个让大家非常快乐的话题。
That's right, we are talking to all of the travel buffs out there about traveling.
旅游没错，那春天、夏天是旅游的旺季 peak season. 很多朋友像前阵子清明的小长假是吧 ？A lot of you guys went on road trips, 短途游，还有一些请假长途游。那今天呢，我们就要来说说旅游啊，这个。跟团游啦，深度游啦，自驾游啦，各种各样的游，英语应该怎么说？那大家可以下载开言英语的 APP， 在里面你可以找到所有历史，我们做了五六年的潘吉杰尼告诉你，有音频，有文字，搭配一起来使用呢，学习效果会更好。另外呢，还有很多 bonus 的这个课程啊，要送给大家，还可以体会一下我们的会员课。OK， 那还是回来说说今天的这个旅游话题。我们准备节目的时候，我就问 Adam 说：“咦，中文里面我们昵称这些喜欢旅游的人叫旅友，
嗯，
英文里有这么一个对应的 nickname 吗
？Donkey，donkey. No, we don't have any donkey related expressions. Although we do have one that I mentioned before, travel buff.”
哎，我觉得这个词很好 ，travel 大家都知道啊 ，buff 是 b u f f，
right？
一个 buff 是什么呢
？A buff is just someone who likes that thing， right？
对，就是很热爱一个东西的人。Mm. 比如说，你很爱看电影
，right？ Movie buff，
a movie buff，、mm. right？ 很爱音乐。
Music buff.
对，那如果你很爱旅游
You can be a travel buff.
对，那你就是一个 travel buff.
And if you really like donkeys, I suppose you could be a donkey buff.
I'm not a donkey buff.
哎呀，
你们觉得 donkey 是这样叫的吗
？Yeah.
怎么像唱歌一样
？How do you guys make a donkey sound?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like that.
哎呀 ，sounds like a donkey.
OK, 那除了 travel buff 以外呢还有一个说法叫 travel bug, 是吧
Yeah, they're really close, right?
对
But they're different things.
就 bug 就是 B-U-G,
yeah,
就是一个虫或者一个 problem.
Like a virus.
Right,、mm. 那 travel bug,、它就有点像 virus.、Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you catch it, right? Your friend goes and you see all the pictures of your friend in, I don't know, Monaco or wherever they went. And then you think, I want to go too.
So you can say, I caught the travel bug?
I caught the travel bug.
OK. 诶然后还有一个就我觉得听起来很高级的就那种全满世界飞啊全世界跑的那种人。
Oh, a globetrotter.
是吧
Yeah.
Globe 就是地球嘛、mm-hmm. 然后 to trot.
Trot,、就是、like a horse trots.
你不说 donkey?
Not a donkey, no, they're different. There's also for our basketball fans in the audience, there's also a very famous team in America called the Harlem Globetrotters.
这个没有很 famous.
Pretty famous. They're not in the
NBA.
They're not in the NBA, but there's a lot of NBA players in there.
Oh, okay, 好。但我觉得最常用的应该还是 travel buff, right? 很爱旅游的人。I'm a travel buff. I'm a big travel buff. 那接下来呢我们就来看看不同种类不同类型的旅游啊。Why don't we start with, 我觉得现在非常 popular 的一个类型就是自驾游。
Okay, so got a great word in English called road trip.
Road trip,、
yeah.
是不是跟你想象的什么 self 啦 driving 啦都没有关系
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is usually you're doing it with your friends, maybe you're splitting the driving responsibilities, but we don't say self-driving.
Self-driving 就是那种自动驾驶的车。
Yeah, yeah exactly, totally different. Well, that'll be a road trip in 10 years, but for、
yes.
now, we're not there yet.
对，就大家一定要搞清哦，不要把自驾游说成什么 self-driving trip,、
mm-hmm.
unless 你现在正在什么试开特斯拉的新的 self-driving cars. OK, 那个 road trip, 如果你说我要去自驾游可以怎么说呢
I just want to go on a road trip.
To go on a road trip.、Mm-hmm. 好像 to go on 是英文里非常常用的一个搭配。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on a diet,、
yeah.
要减肥我们之前说过对吧
Right.
那 to go on a road trip,You said it's usually with friends.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, but, you know.
就是如果我一个人去我真的很有心情去自驾你也可以说 I'm going on a road trip by myself.
By myself, yeah.
看一些美国的这种公路电影 road trip movies.
Mm-hmm.
它里面常常会有那种叫什么 hitchhiker.
There's always a hitchhiker, yeah.
对，这个我就觉得很危险。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually in the movies, they're pretty dangerous.
In real life too, 你不觉得 both, you know, as a hitchhiker,、uh-huh. 比如我在开车一个人在 hitchhike, 我绝对不会停。What if he kills me?、
Mm-hmm.
或者我是一个 hitchhiker, 我上了一个人的车。What if he kills me? You know,、mm-hmm. I'm killed by that person.
Right, yeah.
就总而言之就觉得是一个 it's a very dangerous thing to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it's as common as it used to be. I don't drive as much as I used to,、mm-hmm. but I've certainly hitchhiked before and I've certainly picked up hitchhikers before.
你丝毫没有担心会被杀掉吗、
No, I mean, these guys just want to go home or go to another place.
Okay, 所以那样的人叫 hitchhikers,、mm-hmm. right?、And they are hitchhiking.
They're hitchhiking, right.、
嗯、好那当然讲到自驾游 I think a lot of the appeal isn't just in the destination,、mm-hmm. but also on the road.
Right.
On the trip itself. The trip. 对特别是有一些像我们中国很美的公路然后还有一些美国很美而且非常有名的公路。
Route 66.
Route 66
or Route 66
但口语里面好像大家说 Route
both yeah both
right, Route 就是一个路的意思、啊、
they, well they both are it's just different pronunciation
这个 Route 66之前我们开言会员课也讲过它算是美国的它还有一个小名叫 The Mother Road
yeah
母亲路因为它很长
right it went from Chicago to California
对但现在是 it's not really there or
well, it's there I mean the parts of the road still exist but it's not they've reorganized the highway system、mm. so it's there but it's not the same thing
对不像以前的、啊、那我最近有一个同事啊他是到美国去自驾游然后他说他走了一条非常漂亮的就是 LA 那边靠 Pacific Ocean
哦、oh, right.
这个太平洋公路、
oh, OK Pacific Coast Highway
对 the PCH Pacific Coast Highway、
mm.
讲到 highway 哦高速公路是 highway 是吗
yes
然后还有一个词叫 freeway.
Freeway and expressway.
哦、oh, 这三种。
Yeah. yeah, freeway and expressway, they're the parts of the road where you can go really fast.、
Mm.
And you usually have to get on or get off of them via ramp. Not always.、
Mm.
But keep in mind, like a highway, there was a highway near my home where I was growing up.、
Yeah.
It was a two-lane road. Whereas a freeway or an expressway is usually many, 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 many lanes.
Oh, freeway 和 expressway 更大一点、mm-hmm. 什么更宽。诶现在我们中国要造一条没有 speed limit 的 highway.
What?
Like the Autobahn in Germany.
Oh, okay.
诶有一条 no speed limit.
Cool.
但是就车要很好吧不然我这车只能开到120码上限 OK 那在美国其实讲到这些 highway 还有一个词很常出现的就是 interstate
yeah a lot of the roads there will be like the interstate and then a number or it will just be called the I
对
number
对因为它是跨州的、
mm-hmm.
啊、好那看完了 road trips 相关的英语之后呢我们接下来来看看背包客的旅游
Ooh, nice. Okay, so I tried this once and I did not succeed. I was not a good backpacker.、
Oh.
I'm not good at backpacking.
Okay, so you can go backpacking、
mm-hmm.
and you are a backpacker.
Right, and we often use the preposition across. So for example, I went backpacking across Europe.That's a very common thing for people to do.
That's very ambitious. 你要跨欧洲做背包客。
I made it as far as Paris and then I went home.
你说没有 succeed 是什么原因呢?
I didn't have any...
你包太小了,东西不够。Your backpack was too small.
Honestly, it was way too big and I remember I almost knocked over a computer at one place and I got yelled at by this French guy and I just want to go home.
受伤了是吧? Yeah, backpacking is super popular, especially for young people.
When you're young, exactly.
University students.
Yeah.
Or a lot of university students who take a gap year.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
他就是休学一年然后就 backpacking across the globe.
Right, right.、Mm. Or across China or across Europe or across America.
是 I'm not made for it.、
Mm.
You know, 我每一次就算出去旅游或出差一个礼拜我都至少要带三双鞋。你要不同的 style, 这怎么放嘛OK, 那还有一种旅游呢让我觉得跟 backpacking 有一点像因为就是就挺 挺 rustic 的、mm. 就蛮苦的就是 camping.
Camping, yeah.
Camping 是、在北美 super popular.
Yeah, I mean the biggest difference is with camping you sleep outside.
所以我就很惊讶的就是我到了加拿大以后我跟我老公说我们出去 camping 一次吧他说你现在订就订不到 campsites 啊我说不是就到一个山上就可以了吗还要订这个
Yeah, you can't escape it
对后来我才发现 Well, you can just go on the mountain 或者什么 wilderness 然后叫什么 pitch a tent 是吧 go camping 但是当然那个也比较危险而且你没有很多 water 什么设施、
right.
所以呢其实有很多的 campsites
Right, yeah
好那如果 camping 对你来说太艰苦的话呢你可以 you can try a different form of camping
try making it a bit more glamorous right because it's not very glamorous sleeping in this tent or you know trying to cook beans on a fire not super glamorous but if you want to add glamorous to camping well there's another word glamping yeah
就是 glamorous 加 camping
this makes me think like I mean I don't know Paris Hilton
May or Chisha Hendoran, those are glamping. You wish I'm a douche, my lost a lot of Yawai Shens with the, you know, survival skills.
Right.
So, Chisha, you chu chu camping, has a title Hendo, you know, modern luxury. Day, Chong Dian Chi, Shell,
yeah.
我一个朋友他说他老公 super into camping, 但他就跟我说 Oh, I'm all about glamping.
I like glamping.
他说他带了一个什么 espresso machine. 我说你也太过分了。
I just see you in the woods, like with the bear, just like having a nice cup of espresso.
OK, 好那我们今天最后要看的一类旅游呢还是很多人的就我觉得也是个不错的选择特别像我爸爸妈妈年纪比较大然后也不会说英语如果他们要去欧洲这些地方可能还是参加一个团是比较好的。
OK, so a tour group.
OK, 所以跟团游英语就是 to join a tour group.
Right.
然后这种 tour group 一般它就是它有自己的 you know fixed itinerary、
yep.
这种 schedule so it's a guided tour
well a guided tour is just kind of like one tour like we're going、oh. to the museum whereas a tour group is probably going to go to the museum then go to a different city and then go to the museum there and then have lunch and then go to another city right so they are obviously related but they're not exactly the same
但是基本上你都会有一个导游嘛
yes there's always a tour guide
所以导游就叫 tour guide、
mm-hmm.
不过呢 usually tour groups or guided tours they do very touristy things
yes of course
touristy 也是很好用的一个形容词你旅游的时候是一个游客 you are a tourist、
mm-hmm.
但是如果你做的事情是每一个游客都会做的 it's、mm. not that special or not very it doesn't give you the authentic local experience
well that's the key there it's not very local it's not something that a local person would do
所以这种就可以称为是比较 touristy 的
yeah exactly and it's a little bit negative that、mm. word
well I'm game for it 特别是当我到一个地方 when I'm thereThe first time、
mm-hmm.
And you kind of do want to do the touristy
yeah,
things
Yeah, you might as well
对你不能说我到北京我天安门也不去长城也不去 right?、Ooh. Those are touristy things But you know, they're also important
Right, yeah
你就没去对吧哦，最后还可以讲一下就是住宿的选择 We're talking about, you know To travel like a local、
mm-hmm.
And that's why 现在 instead of staying in hotels、
mm.
另外一种住宿方式非常的受欢迎
Are we talking about Airbnb?
Right, Airbnb. 当然它是一个这个平台的名字但现在呢也可以做动词来使用
Yeah, like most things, like I Airbnb'd、
mm.
it in Monaco.
就 where did you stay? Oh, I Airbnb'd.
Right.
是。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。听了以后有没有让你非常想出去旅游呢？然后你最近有什么出行的计划还是去了一个非常好的目的地都可以在今天的留言里跟我们分享。那当然出国旅游英语不可少。那开言英语的会员课程呢也有非常丰富的旅游英语课程不管是在机场还是在当地吃饭住宿 or you want to?Live like a local, 我们的课都可以帮你。所以欢迎下载开言英语 APP 免费试用。OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.